and as a woman, there's a balance to be struck between being tough and being a bitch. Turn that off. You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. and you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
Yeah.
In a banana republic, it is common for the military and police to be on high alert when election day comes. But in the United States, the idea of being on high alert after election day was ludicrous until now.
Well, there is a nationwide concern about Election Day.
I felt like I had no choice but to do what I did.
So yeah, kill them. Kill the Nazis.
Long live the fascist revolution.
When conditions become right, people do get the opportunity to change the whole system through a revolutionary struggle.
The propaganda dung beetles of CNN quasi-journalism spread one lie after another to foment the chaos.
We have disinformation network in this country, right? You know, the top cable news channel is at its core a disinformation network. We have people with large online followings who push disinformation on a regular basis.
Right. In 2000, there weren't buildings being boarded up in major cities. Now, look, let's be honest. Probably that's happening, Susan, because, you know, some business owners are worried about liberal protests in the event of a Trump win. But there's also this dynamic of fear of unrest in an event of a Trump loss.
I just want to give a heartfelt thank you to a lot of people for the peace and the generosity, the kindness and the love that's been shown on our streets of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and across Minnesota over the last several days. And last evening was another example of that. We saw peaceful protests across the city. We saw memorials continue to grow for George Floyd down on 38th in Chicago. We saw beautiful interactions on the state capitol, where out of respect, the National Guard troops there told the protesters out of respect they would go back away to the building and just take care of those vehicles that were out front, which of course they did. Not protesters at that point. Certainly neighbors and friends and agents of change.
Kamala Harris named Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. Walz is a former school teacher and seasoned Washington lawmaker who has been credited with a new political insult against Republicans.
Yes, they're weird. They prove that every day. It's an observation.
How many chances do you get? My answer to that is as many chances as you need, which doesn't really please those law and order people.
When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them. That's what it means to be a good parent.
But we can get out there, reach out, make the case. And for one thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
All right, ready. Whoa, wait a minute.
There, that's better.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Gentlemen, it's Wednesday, August 7th, a week into August now. In the year 2024, this is the InfoWars War Room with 90 days until the presidential election. This is your election headquarters, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we are very loaded today. The dirt, when it comes to Tim Walz, well, it's a big pile. Let's just say that. There is a lot of dirt. But some of it, the left-wing media, the Democrat propaganda media, is actually propping up as a good thing. Like, he's pro-illegal immigrants. He's soft on crime. He did vaccine mandates and lockdowns. He allowed rioters to loot and burn down cities in Minnesota in the name of George Floyd. He's pro-trans kid. You'd hear these things and you'd think, how is that? This is supposed to be the positive aspects of Tim Walz politically? Well, according to the left-wing media, yes. So we're going to review all that. Now, I had to reach a conclusion last night watching the Harris-Walz rally. So it was their first time having a joint rally. And I had to reach a conclusion, and maybe you've reached it too, or maybe we're all going to reach it together now. I'm convinced that definitely in modern history, definitely I think the history that we can really comprehend and understand, factoring in also that we've been lied to about much of the history that's in the textbooks, I am convinced that what we're witnessing from this Harris-Walz campaign is probably the greatest example of propaganda, political propaganda, and political brainwashing definitely that's ever existed in America, maybe even modern history as we know it. I don't know if ever you've seen brainwashing as strong as what we're seeing today when it comes to Harris and Walz. Now, I try to make sense of this. How can so many people be so duped? How can so many people fall in line with this garbage? How can so many people stand up there and applaud just blatant lies and propaganda right to their face? And I think we have to accept that the common component here is the people that are showing up to this rally, most of this is about they just hate Trump. This is what's left of the hate Trump liberal Democrat. And so they're going to show up and cheer on whoever it is. They're going to show up and cheer and clap and applaud like trained seals for whatever they're told to, because this is the get Trump moment. This is the final, we're going to get rid of Trump, we're going to beat Trump, and that's really what this is all about. So that doesn't take away from the conclusion that this is the greatest example of mass brainwashing probably in world history that we're witnessing now with this campaign and these trained seals clapping and cheering like they're on an SNL skit with the prompt telling them when to stand, when to cheer, when to gasp, when to moan. That's basically what's going on at this point. I wouldn't be surprised if they even have those. They don't have American flags, though. Not an American flag in sight at the Harris Walls rally. And so there's some other things we're learning about this, but it just really hit me. And I'm going to play some of these clips today to just give you the example of why I've reached this conclusion. But it's really actually remarkable. I would say, just from a neutral observer that's into human psychology and studying human psychology, observing human psychology, analyzing human psychology, I mean, this is a case that any mass psychosis, you know, psychologist would love to study and find out what's going on. This is truly incredible. What's left of the fervent Democrat voter base is completely brainwashed and under complete mind control. Let that sink in. That's not just a saying. That's not just a slogan. This is not just some political attack on the opposition to Trump. This is a fact. You are witnessing, when Kamala Harris goes out to these rallies and gets 10,000 people, that's 10,000 people under total mind control, total brainwashing, cannot think for themselves, will stand up there and cheer like a trained SEAL. Again, from just a raw psychological standpoint, it is something to behold. It is a stunning experience. And they are up there loving it. So I'm going to get into this with some of these examples. And then we've also got some great J.D. Vance clips as well. But here's what I'm talking about. Here's what I'm talking about from the rally. And by the way, it's not even just, we're going to go to the White House to Karine Jean-Pierre and give you some more examples. I'm telling you, folks, I know we've been lied to a lot in our lives. I know we've been propagandized a lot in our lives. I get it. I know how heavy it is. I get the brainwashing, the MK Ultra, all of it. What you're witnessing here is the most hardcore and the most, what it is, I think what separates it is it's so low IQ. That's what's stunning. It's like if there's a strainer here, pretty much anybody with above a 60 IQ politically has been strained out of this process, maybe even 40. Anybody with an IQ politically above 40 has been strained out of this process and sees right through this modern Democrat Party propaganda. It's that obvious. And so what's left is the most lowest IQ political people that have the political IQ of a SEAL, of a sea lion, that get up there and clap like a trained SEAL because they think they're going to get thrown a fish. So it's actually stunning and scary at the same time. So, and guys, help me out with some of these clips. Is clip 8 when they walk out and, here, just give me clip 8 first. Let me just see this.
Where we bring down prices that are still too high.
So, okay, so here we go. I'm sorry because I didn't give them good titles for this. So this is Kamala Harris. What did I tell you? She's campaigning as if she's not in the current administration. She's campaigning. She's running a campaign against her own administration. She's running a campaign against her own policies and the results of those policies. So she's up here talking about high prices. So let me break this down and explain the brainwashing in this just short clip here. And we got a couple more. Again, this is so low IQ what Kamala Harris is about to say to her audience. And they just don't even know. They just don't even get it. They haven't. They just. It's just stunning, and they clear and they clap and they cheer and they think they've got the political answer. They think they've got the political solution. They think this is finally the moment to get rid of Trump. They think Kamala Harris is like a queen. So here we go. Kamala Harris running against her own policy results in clip 8.
Our future, where we bring down prices that are still too high and lower the cost of living for America's families.
Pause. And they cheer. Who raised the prices? Who made the cost of living so high? Who made housing prices so high? These prices you say are still too high. These unaffordable houses that you say you're fighting. Who's been in the White House that caused these issues? You. You, Kamala. And they all just cheer. They just love it. They just eat it up. And here's another thing I've noticed, too, with her delivery and her body language. She's trying to be Barack Obama now. And I got this other clip where, depending on where, she really has changed her accent and her delivery style a dozen times because it just never works. She can never be more popular. She can never sound genuine. She's just a complete phony. So she's been trying to change her body language, her hand gestures, the emphasis of her pronunciation and her accent and everything else. She's changed this dozens of times over her life. And no matter what she does, it's just as disingenuous as the last one. So now she's going all out Obama. She's going all out Obama with her pauses. She's going all out Obama with her tone. She's going all out Obama with her cadence. She's going all out Obama body language, delivery style. She's going all out Obama now. So now she's just trying to be the female Barack Obama is what's going on. And so you'll start to pick up on that as the campaign drones on. So, okay, she's running against the higher prices caused by her. Okay, continue.
So that they have a chance not just to get by, but to get ahead.
Ahead? Get ahead? What's she talking about now?
We fight for a future where we defend our most fundamental freedoms.
Oh, yeah?
The freedom to vote.
Oh, I love that. Pause it. The freedom to vote. Do I even have to say it? Do I even have to say it? The freedom to vote. Tell me, Kamala, who voted for you to be the presidential nominee? Got a pretty good crowd there in Philadelphia. Got a pretty big crowd there in Philadelphia. Did any one of them vote for you to be the presidential nominee? Did one of them? Did any single person in that arena vote for you to be the nominee? She's fighting for your freedom and right to vote, says the woman, the nominee of the Democrat Party, who didn't get a single vote. And they cheer. And they cheer it. Again, the straining process here. This is only the lowest IQ political people left that support this administration. And it's stunning to see how many low IQ political people there are, isn't it? But again, a lot of this is just the hate Trump. And really just hate white man, too. But, you know, I guess they'll forgive for Tim Walz, who looks like Jack Nicholson as the Joker. Continue.
The freedom to be safe from gun violence.
The freedom to be safe from gun violence. This Walz guy is creepy, by the way. Pull up a picture of Jack Nicholson as the Joker. Put it side by side with Walz. The freedom to be safe from gun violence. I tell you what, guys, let's just take a hard left turn right here, shall we? Just for a moment. And let's go ahead and play a game. Let's talk about gun violence and Democrat-run cities, shall we? Guys, go ahead, pull up weekend shootings in Chicago. Go ahead and pull up weekend shootings in St. Louis. Go ahead and pull up weekend shootings in New York. Go ahead and pull up weekend shootings in Baltimore. I mean, should I go on? Should we just do every major? Should we do, you want to do Memphis while we're at it? Am I right or am I right? Tim Walz looks like Jack Nicholson is the Joker. You almost can't even believe that's a real face. Chicago this weekend, 48 shot, 5 fatally. Democrat-run city, gun control city. Are you safe from gun violence in Chicago? How's that going for the Democrats? Should we continue? Should we continue to talk about freedom from gun violence that the Democrats are delivering on? Like in Chicago? Oh, freedom to vote. Nobody votes for Kamala. Safe from gun violence. Democrat cities, most gun violence in America. Gun-free zones, most gun violence. All Democrat Party policy. St. Louis, 3 dead, 14 injured, 10 shootings over the weekend. Okay, so, I mean, we can go on. 1 dead, 6 injured, mass shooting, Rochester, New York. Yeah, how's that freedom to be safe from gun violence in Democrat cities going for you? Oh, they clap, they cheer. They clap, they cheer, because they are the equivalent of sea lions politically. They are the equivalent of sea lions. They are the Democrat Party sea lions. Guys, what's the other Kamala Harris clip from the rally? Go ahead with number 9.
And together, when we win in November, we are finally going to pass universal background checks, red flag laws, and an assault weapons ban.
Assault weapons ban. There it is again. Assault weapons ban. Now, that's obviously an ambiguous term. It does not clearly define what type of guns that they're trying to ban. But there's an irony to this. The Harris campaign is actually reaching out to middle America, the gun lovers of America, you might say. And that's why they came out with this camo hunting hat. Okay. Now, do you expect you'll ever see one of these out in public? I probably see a MAGA hat every day I go out in public. I see at least one Trump hat every day I go out now, whether it's the grocery store, the gym, a restaurant, a ball game, a concert, a park, every time. Do you think, you guys think this is going to be a popular deal? So it's the hunter's hat. Now, if you go back to the video, by the way, what are you going to go hunting with? What are they hunting with? They're banning assault weapons. They're banning guns. So what are you going hunting with now? You going to go take down that deer with your bare hands? But Tim Walz is a big hunter. So there's a new, here's what you're going to be seeing. Just like Kamala Harris is African-American now, she's transracial. Tim Walz, this is going to be the new identity of Tim Walz. He's Coach Walz, the hunter. He's Coach Walz that likes to go out and hunt. That's what they're selling him as, to try to win over middle America votes. And so they're not just selling this camo hat. If you go look at the video where Kamala calls Walz in that fake stunt they did, and, do you want to run with me, Tim? Do you want to be my vice president? Do you want to do this? Remember that? If you pull that up, go ahead and look at the hat he's got on. Yeah. You see the hat he's got on, guys? Oh, it's a camo hat. It's a camo hat. And they probably even wanted him to look like he was in some semblance of a hunting lodge. So it's kind of like a rustic old screened-in porch that he's in. He's got the camo hat on. Oh. I'm sure it's all organic. It's all organic. Yeah, the liberal Democrats, they're going after middle America that likes to hunt and likes their guns. And they're going to do that by banning their guns. But hey, we got a camo hat for you. Look at Tim Walz. He's a football coach. He's got a camo hat. We're selling you a camo hat. Harris Walz now, see? See, we love you, middle America. We love you. We're like you now. See, you can vote for us. You can vote for the fake black woman. We sell camo hats, don't you see? Don't worry about us. We sell camo hats now. We're just like you. Is anybody buying this? Oh, Tim Walz is wearing a camo hat during the introduction. Oh, look, their first merchandise is a camo hat. Oh, here's Tim Walz in the first rally talking about how much he loves hunting. Oh, I love hunting. I love my hunt lodge. I love my shotgun. I'm going hunting later. Sure you are, bud. Sure you are. So we got more here from the rally. Let's hear from that Tim Walz, which is I'm telling you, this guy is Jack Nicholson is the Joker. It's weird. Is that his natural look? So here's Walz at the rally yesterday, clip 7.
And I gotta tell you, I can't wait to debate the guy.
Oh my gosh. Why is that so great? Why are you cheering for that? Ooh, Kamala in the background. My God.
That is if he's willing to get off the couch and show up. So, you see what I did there?
Okay. Now, let me explain the ending thing there where he has to, see what I did there? Like, he just told a great joke. And then he gives the full-on Joker face. So it turns out this is just a complete lie. There's a fake excerpt from J.D. Vance's book that made its rounds, claiming he tried to pleasure himself with a couch cushion. And, of course, this got picked up and ran with. It's entirely fake. It's completely fake. And he's up there pretending it's real, making a joke about it at their first campaign rally. I mean, this is incredible. This is like, it reminds me, there were these ROM hackers. It's like a computer video game. When you take a video game and then you put it into a computer format, and these ROM hackers would put stuff into the code. Like, there were famous ones with, like, Pokemon on Game Boy. And these ROM hackers would put stuff into the code, and then they would go and play the game, and it would pop up in the game. And then they do these videos like, look at this secret hack I found, like creepypasta stuff. And they'd be like, look at this secret hack I found in the Pokemon game. And then they'd upload video. And people would be searching for days, for weeks, for months, trying to find this secret thing in the video game that they've been playing their whole lives, and they can't find it. And it comes out that it was just fake. It never existed. It was a complete fake, and they fooled you. And so now that's what they're doing. So it's something that doesn't even, they make stuff up. They completely make stuff up, and then they double down, triple down, and they make it real. And then they use it as a joke at their first campaign rally. So, do you see what I'm saying? This, I'm telling you, folks, this is the highest scale, highest level of political brainwashing that I think has ever been witnessed, definitely in the United States of America, maybe even modern history.
I want to tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had 5 companies making product for us. 3 of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we were even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy attempts to shut us down and the bad CRO we had here before who would not reward a product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night's Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Rigged elections, too. But we'll get to that in a second. Here's more from Walls at the rally yesterday. Just blatantly lying to the people. Clip six.
I see those old white guys. Some of us are old enough to remember.
Like you?
When it was Republicans who were talking about freedom. It turns out now what they meant was the government should be free to invade your doctor's office.
What is he talking about?
In Minnesota, we respect our neighbors and their personal choices that they make.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Pause it. I can't even. Folks, this is just unreal. During this same rally where they both spoke, it was just about an hour long for two of them speaking. Trump goes for 2 hours on his own, but okay. Off teleprompter, by the way. They're all on teleprompter the whole time. In this same rally, he says Republicans want doctors to or government to invade your doctor's offices. What is he even talking about? I guess he's talking about abortion, maybe? I don't know. Maybe that's what he's talking about. Because at this same rally, they promised to bring back Obamacare and expand the Affordable Care Act. How is that not government coming into your doctor's office? And then he says, we respect... Here, rewind it again, that second point he made there. This gaslighting is unbelievable. I mean, this is... I'm getting woozy here. Play it again.
We're talking about freedom. It turns out now what they meant was the government should be free to invade your doctor's office.
You mean like the Affordable Care Act that you're promoting?
In Minnesota, we respect our neighbors and their personal choices that they make.
Do you? Pause it. Do you? That's interesting because actually in Minnesota, you set up a tattletale line. Yeah. In 2020, Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota set up a snitch line. And if your neighbors weren't wearing a mask, and if your neighbors didn't get a vaccine, or your neighbors weren't social distancing, or your neighbors weren't taking the pandemic seriously enough, you call the Tim Walz hotline and snitch on them, and the government comes to take care of it. Yeah. You really care about privacy, don't you, Tim? You're a big privacy guy. Leave your neighbors alone. That's you, isn't it, Tim? With the snitch line? You rat. You commie bastard. You sick freak. You want to talk about Orwellian? All right, just continue, because I can rant on these bastards all day. Continue.
Even if we wouldn't make the same choice for ourselves, there's a golden rule. Mind your own damn business.
Okay, I'd like that to see applied to vaccines, you lying scum. You medical tyrant. Mask tyrant. This guy would pay you to force vaccinate your children, by the way. He'd give you a $200 gift card if you vaccinated your children. This sick freak, this joker.
These guys are after my heart, chanting, mind your own damn business. That feels good, so thank you.
Look,
that includes IVF.
After our heart. That's ironic with the vaccine, after our heart. Isn't that funny, guys? All right, get him off. Get him off the screen. I can't do it. I can't do it. Here's the truth about Tim Walz. I got to take a breath. I don't like being lied to, so I'm blowing up here. I need to take a breath. Here's the truth about Tim Walz in clip five.
He's back again to wage a public war of words against Tim Walz.
He abandoned us. You know, I mean, what the hell kind of leader does that? I mean, he just, as soon as the shots were fired in Iraq, he turned and ran the other way and hung his hat up and quit.
We'll get to Barron's new message for voters in a moment. But this all starts years earlier when Barron says Walz's misleading statements about his military service first led him to come forward in the fall of 2018.
So you try to get this message out, but Minnesota's largest newspaper checks it out, says it's 100% true, but yet refuses to print.
When I hung the phone up, I said, what the hell is this, North Korea?
Back in 2005, a warning order went out to the 1st Battalion, 125th Field Artillery, to mobilize for a mission to Iraq. At the time, Walz served as the unit's highest non-commissioned officer. But months later, Walz would retire from the Guard, avoid the deployment, and run for Congress. Tom Barron's was next in line for the position and was asked to take his place.
I was like, well, for Pete's sake, if this guy quit, and if I say I'm not going to do it, I mean, what the hell kind of leadership is that? If a company would say that we're going to deploy to Iraq or somewhere and you're going to be gone for whatever amount of time, and then a foreman just says, no, I'm not going, I mean, what does that say to the 500 people that work in that factory?
Barron's would go on to serve in Iraq on a nearly two-year deployment as a command sergeant major. All while Walz began using that title as a congressman. Barron says he first contacted Walz with his concerns, sending these letters to Washington. They all went unanswered.
But then we fast forward to the election in 2018 in Minnesota, and you try at that time to get people's attention with this story and also with what seems to be a very misleading statement that he continued to make about his service.
It kind of just sat there. You know, when he was a congressman, he bragged that he was a command sergeant, retired command sergeant major. I'm the highest ranking person ever in the House, and, you know, all this lie that he was telling. The state of Minnesota came out after 2018, after this was exposed, and they said, well, he can say that he served as a command sergeant major, but he can't say he's a retired one because he's not.
And that's what he was saying.
And he was saying that, and there was lots of public, you know, lots of cards coming in the mail, you know, for him to be elected. They said right on her, he's a retired command sergeant major, just tooting his own horn, just hanging on the coattails of people that actually are command sergeant majors that went through all the process and put all the time in.
A spokesperson for the Minnesota National Guard said Walls wasn't able to retire as a command sergeant major since he failed to complete coursework and requirements related to the rank. Verified documents show the Army corrected his service record. Walls was reduced in rank to an E-8 master sergeant after retirement and his conditional promotion. Alpha News again asked Governor Walls if he's using the command sergeant major rank on his campaign website for political gain this year. A spokesperson said this has been in the news before and pointed us to a past story where Walls said, quote, normally this type of partisan political attack only comes from one who's never worn a uniform.
It's stolen valor is really what it is. I don't know of anybody else that's done what he's done, but we call it the truth about Tim Walls.
In 2018, Barron's gave the story the full court press.
We retired command sergeant majors of the Minnesota National Guard feel it is our duty and responsibility to bring forth the truth as we know it concerning his service record. I put together information on it and I sent it out to every single radio station and newspaper and TV station I could in the state. The bottom line in all of this is gut-wrenching and sad to explain. When the nation called, he quit.
Twin Cities TV stations and the Star Tribune were silent, even after Barron says the newspaper checked it all out. The Star Tribune endorsed Walls in 2018 for governor. Between lockdowns, riots, unchecked crime, and a charred police precinct, Barron's felt he had no choice but again to come forward.
Allowing that to be burned down was just like having the Alamo get burned down. It's like, no, you defend that to the last man. You know, if he would have went to Iraq, he'd still be hiding under his desk over there. Because that's just, you know, just the cowardice that I seen portrayed with him.
So how about when he also comes out and he calls you guys 19-year-old cooks?
I'd take any 19-year-old cook before I'd go to war with him. I don't know how he could even utter such a statement. I mean, it's just absolutely sad.
So this election year, it's all built up again to Barron's new grain bin message.
He called Jacob Frey an abject failure. So I was like, you know, that's what he is.
Walls now, they're is still using this. Also. They multiple times Kamala Harris referred to him as the retired master sergeant or whatever he lied about. So they're still going with that lie. They're still going with that stolen valor. We'll have J.D. Vance's response coming up and more truth about Walls.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-carat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-carat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there, and it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren, because this is a historic fight, and this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, and it still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular. And it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Going to be the one that decides this. I'm not the one that has served in the military. It's going to be members that have served in the military that are going to be the ones that write this story, not me. I'll report it as it is, and so I will tell you. So can I even really accuse him of stolen valor? I mean, I can point it out, but it's stolen valor accusations really hold the weight when they come from veterans and people that have actually served, like a J.D. Vance. So that's where this story is going to be told. But I will tell you, multiple times Kamala Harris last night made false claims about Tim Walz's service, and multiple times Tim Walz himself made false claims about his service. Now, why are they doing this? Oh, well, because Democrats lie. Yeah, of course they lie. What's the strategy behind this lie so obviously proven? It's the same reason why they're selling you a camo hat. It's the same reason why Walz is wearing a camo hat during the first video of Harris and Walz together announcing the choice. They think this is going to sell to middle America. This is going to backfire royally. How do you think this is going to go during the debate? You think Vance is going to let this one slide? Stolen valor amongst veterans is one of the worst offenses. I mean, it's again, the veterans and active duty members will tell the story. But I mean, abandoning your platoon, all these things, like stolen valor is right up there. And of course, these people put their lives on the line and they go serve and somebody's pretending like they did that. Yeah, that's disgusting. That's Tim Walz. That's the Democrat Joker. So let's go to Vance now, responding to some of this, and then confronting the Harris campaign right on the tarmac where Air Force Two is pulling up as they both have a rally in Wisconsin today. So here's a Vance has a rally today. Vance is doing press conferences. Vance is doing interviews. Still no interview for Kamala Harris. Still no press conference for Kamala Harris. just she speaks for 30 minutes off a teleprompter at a rally where they have celebrities show up to do performances. And we'll have more on that coming up. So here's some J.D. Vance responses. Let's start with clip 15.
Sir.
Last night, Governor Walz suggested that because of your Ivy League education and your Silicon backing your political career, that you yourself are part of the elite. What are your first impressions of them trying to frame you this way to the American public?
Well, look, I came from a family where nobody in my family had ever gone to law school. I grew up in a poor family. The fact that Tim Walz wants to turn it into a bad thing, that I actually worked myself through college, through law school, and made something myself, to me, that's the American dream. And if Tim Walz wants to insult it, I think that's frankly pretty bizarre. Now, look, what really bothers me about Tim Walz, it's not even the positions that he's taken, though certainly he has been a far left radical. You know what really bothers me about Tim Walz as a Marine who served his country in uniform? When the United States Marine Corps, when the United States of America asked me to go to Iraq to serve my country, I did it. I did what they asked me to do it, and I did it honorably, and I'm very proud of that service. When Tim Walz was asked by his country to go to Iraq, you know what he did? He dropped out of the army and allowed his unit to go without him, a fact that he's been criticized for aggressively by a lot of the people that he served with. I think it's shameful to prepare your unit to go to Iraq, to make a promise that you're going to follow through, and then to drop out right before you actually have to go. I also think it's dishonest. Something, again, if you guys ever get an opportunity to ask Tim Walz or Kamala Harris some questions, he made this interesting comment that the Kamala Harris campaign put out there, and I bet they're regretting they put it out there now, because he said that and he was making a point about gun control, he said we shouldn't allow weapons that I used in war to be on America's streets. Well, I wonder, Tim Walz, when were you ever in war? What was this weapon that you carried into war, given that you abandoned your unit right before they went to Iraq and he has not spent a day in a combat zone? What bothers me about Tim Walz is the stolen valor garbage. Do not pretend to be something that you're not. And if he wants to criticize me for getting an Ivy League education, I'm proud of the fact that my mamaw supported me, that I was able to make something of myself. I'd be ashamed if I was him and I lied about my military service like he did.
Ooh, scathing. So how do you think that's going to go in the debate, folks? And can you imagine what these veteran groups and active duty groups, when they see the truth about Tim Walz's stolen valor? I don't know. Maybe Tim Walz gets replaced. By the way, I believe it's Walz. It sounds like he's saying Walz. I actually kind of like that because it is just a giant song and dance. So I'm going to go with Walz. So you know, it's kind of an insult to intentionally mispronounce somebody's name or just not know any better. So we're going to go with Walz. So yeah, Tim Walz. It's just a giant song and dance. And he looks like the damn Joker. He is a spitting image of Jack Nicholson in The Joker, except he doesn't even need the face work to do it. Here's more from Vance. Same press conference, clip 16.
Sir.
Senator Jared Hake from NBC News. You have repeatedly suggested only reason Kamala Harris didn't pick Josh Shapiro to be her running mate is because of his Jewish faith. Do you have any evidence to support that assertion that a person who's married to a Jewish man is somehow anti-Semitic or bowing to anti-Semites?
Well, I reject the premise of the question. I did not say that was the only reason that Kamala Harris didn't choose Josh Shapiro. So you should, you know, take a little less DNC talking points when you ask your questions and ask a real question. I have suggested that Kamala Harris was motivated, or at least her party was motivated by anti-Semitism. And the evidence that I offer for that is what dozens of Democratic activists said in the run-up to her selecting her nominee. There were multiple grassroots activists, multiple media personalities, multiple people with influence in the Democrat Party who suggested that she should not choose Josh Shapiro because of his ethnic background. And look, I don't care what your ethnic background is. I know Donald Trump doesn't care what your ethnic background is. I do not want to live in a country where we're choosing who the next VP is based on skin color or ethnic heritage. Choose based on merit. And the fact that so many prominent leaders in the far left felt empowered to talk about Shapiro's ethnic heritage is a disgrace. And I think it's a scandal for the Democrat Party. Yes, I do.
Now, imagine flipping that like that reporter from MSNBC did. Vance is not making the anti-Semitic remarks here. The Democrats are catering to the anti-Semites. The Democrats are catering to the anti-Jew, anti-Israel left. That's why they didn't choose Shapiro. That's the story here. And he just completely misses it and tries to flip it on Vance. Vance is reaching his stride. Here it is on the tarmac in Wisconsin. They had dueling rallies today. He goes up to Air Force Two and directly confronts the Harris campaign, who ran away. By the way, Walls and Harris were standing on the tarmac. The media started asking them questions, and they did literally run away. So here's Vance approaching Air Force Two. Where's Kamala? Where's the media?
I know you're covering the vice president here. I figured I'd come by and one, just get a good look at the plane. Hopefully it's going to be my plane in a few months. But I also thought you guys might get lonely because the vice president doesn't answer questions from reporters and hasn't for 17 days. Have they given you guys an explanation for why she won't take questions from reporters? No? Nobody? Okay, great.
They don't know
what
to do.
I hope that you changes your mind, because it'd be good for the American people, and I think it'd be good for you all if she actually ran a real campaign instead of one from a basement with a teleprompter. So have a good one, guys. See ya.
What would you like to hear from
her? Oh, they didn't know what to do with that. They're stunned.
Questions. I'd love her to just
it's like, remember when
questions.
Trump called on the reporter? He's like, she's confused. She's dazed. She can't believe it. She doesn't know what to do. That's them dealing with Vance now, who's really hitting his stride. All right. We got more. We got a lot more. I'm just totally loaded. I got to tell you about a product here, though, from Dr. Jones Naturals. And I've talked about this product before. There's really nothing else like it on the market. And it's just, it's a stupid little story, but I'm just going to do it anyway, because it's just, this product is incredible. So that's the Super Silver Wound Gel at Dr. Jones Naturals. Now, I got a cut on the bridge of my nose playing basketball. I got cut. Somebody scraped me. They can't stop me, so they hacked me. So I had a cut on my nose. Now, if you've ever had a cut on the bridge of your nose, it's, you know, a thin layer of skin and nothing but bone. It's like, it's just a pain. It's hard to heal. Anytime you touch it or rub it, or even I would take a towel to it, it would start bleeding. And then eventually it started looking like it was getting inflamed. And it wasn't even a bad thing. I'm just like, all right, this damn thing won't heal. You could probably even see it on my face a little bit on Monday. You can barely even see it today. It's just a little tiny little thing. I put the Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel on this thing. Inflammation gone overnight. Now it's healing, and I can actually put a towel over my face and it doesn't break open again. So it's just, every time I use this stuff, it's just incredible. And I'm telling you, as somebody that grew up playing baseball, soccer, all kinds of scrapes, abrasions on my knees, you use the top brand, you know, wound dressing stuff. This is 10 times better. This is the greatest topical wound dressing gel I've ever used. It's not even close. I can't recommend it enough. Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, Dr. Jones Naturals.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.